VOA.
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 On V Radio.
Meghan Trainor yang namanya meroket berkat lagu All About That Bass dan Lips Are Moving ini mengumumkan kalau ia bekerja sama dengan Harry Styles dari One Direction menulis sebuah lagu yang diberi judul Someday Maybe. Mengenai kerjasamanya dengan Harry ini, Meghan mengatakan,
Harry Styles, yes, I love Harry, he's great, what a cool kid that kid is, he's amazing. I was very impressed, I was a little worried because I know they didn't write all their songs, you know, I've met some of their songwriters. So I thought, he wants to write with me. And then he came in and his lyric game for a 20-year-old boy was incredible. I was just like, who hurt you, Harry? You're so good at this, so good.
Meghan Trainor mengaku awalnya ia agak ragu akan kemampuan Harry Styles dalam menulis lagu, mengingat lagu-lagu One Direction bukan ditulis oleh para personilnya. Namun keraguannya tersebut langsung berubah menjadi kekaguman ketika kemudian Harry datang dengan lirik yang dibuatnya. Tentang apa sih lagunya?
The song is called Someday Maybe. It's about, you know, being in a relationship with someone and then you break up and see them with someone else. And you think, like, maybe when we're 50 and older, we could probably get back together, hopefully. It's beautiful.
Lagu berjudul Someday Maybe ini bercerita tentang hubungan percintaan yang putus di tengah jalan, kemudian melihat mantannya tersebut sudah dengan orang lain. Namun masih berharap suatu saat nanti, mungkin setelah usia 50 tahun, mereka bisa kembali bersama. Apakah Meghan juga ikut menulis lagu ini?
Yeah, I wrote the song, the chorus, and I prepared it. Because I wanted to walk in prepared, not just like, let's try to write from scratch. And then I wrote it and I asked my mom, like, is this too of a much of a love song to bring into Harry Styles? And she was like, no, it's a beautiful, beautiful song, Meghan, bring it. And I played it for him, like, how nerve-wracking is that? It was nice to meet you, Harry Styles, listen. And then he fell over and said, I absolutely love it.
Sekarang di luar lagu baru yang digarap bersama Harry Styles itu ya. Meghan Trainor yang baru berusia 21 tahun di bulan Desember yang lalu mengaku kalau jadwalnya sangat padat, sehingga sulit sekali bagi dirinya untuk bisa mendapatkan waktu luang. Bahkan katanya ia sudah kehilangan banyak teman, terutama yang tidak mengerti akan kesibukannya sekarang.
My mom told me I have to date a pop star because they're the only people that will understand my life. And I was like, no, I don't. That's stupid. But yeah, probably. There's not a lot of people who understand this career. Even especially the people you think will understand the most, they do not. I've lost a lot of friends because I simply didn't text them back. I couldn't call them back because I was on a 10-hour flight to London, you know? It's a crazy schedule. No one believes my schedule, even my parents. My mom texts me every day. I don't always text her back. And she'll go to my brothers and we'll say, like, hey, if you talk to Meghan, let her know I love her and I miss her. I'm like, Mom, I'm so sorry. I've been doing interviews all day and I'm working, but I love you too.
VOA on V Radio, Irfan Iksan pamit dulu, tentunya dari VOA di Washington DC. Bye-bye.